Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
Greeting in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for spending time with me today to hear the teaching of the Word of God. Today, I would like to give the advice for those who serve the Lord in the local church, whether you are the pastors, senior pastor, assistant pastor, worship leaders, or any type of ministry in the church. The Scripture gives us the guideline of how we can be effective servant of the Lord and minister to His people and the people in the world with the right attitude. Today, I would like to talk about being a minister who lives a holy life. I would like to read the Scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 to 3. This passage of the Scripture was written by the Apostle Paul, a great apostle in the early church time. Let me read to you from New King James Version. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Open your heart to us. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have cheated no one. I do not say this to condemn, for I have said before that you are in our hearts to die together and to live together. I'm very impressed with what Paul says here about his heart attitude, his lifestyle as a minister of the gospel. And he wrote the words of encouragement to the servant of God in the local church at Corinth. We learn from his writing is that we have the promise. The promise is that we have God as our Father and we are His children. Because we have God as a Father and we are His children, we have the right to receive the inheritance and see the fulfillment of the promises, His provision, His teaching, His correction, His protection, His training on us, His grace, His favor, His blessing. That is the promise. We have that right. So we should rejoice that we serve the Almighty God. We are the servant of God and we are the children of God at the same time. Because we serve the Holy God who is pure, perfect, excellent, and He asks us to be holy because He is holy. Therefore, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, God spoke to the servant of God in every generation that we should cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit. We should perfect holiness in the fear of God. I would like to encourage all of you. Serving God is not a job that you get salary, or is not something you do in order to boast that you're so knowledgeable in the Bible, or you're so gifted, so charismatic, so powerful, or have a lot of income from your ministry, or even build the kingdom for yourself. But to be a servant of God, you need to fear God. Everything you do is to please God, not about yourself, not about your own benefit, but is to please Him in the fear of God. And we should be example to other people. We need to make a decision once and for all that I would do the best I can to repent quickly, to live a holy life, to abstain from any form of ungodliness, don't even have a hint of sexual immorality. We need to have a clean hand and pure heart before the Lord. Remember this, people may not see you, what you're doing behind the curtain, behind the door, but God sees you all the time. Be honest. Be sincere to God. God can look from heaven anywhere you are, that you are holy in front of people. And when you are not around people, you still keep your heart right, pure, and live a holy life. God realized that when the leader or when the servant who have spiritual influences on people have certain problem in their life, that problem or that sinful habit can pass on to the people around. There will be some impartation. That's why Hosea chapter 4 verse 9 say, and it will be like people, like priests. I will punish both of them for their ways and repay them for their deeds. Wow, God say, if the servant of God have problem with sexual immorality, cheating money, pride, stubbornness, rebellion, or have any type of sin, that sin is like a yeast that will spread into the congregation or into the people under them. Actually, I heard people say, like fathers, like son. And I noticed all these 30 years of being a pastor, when the father loved to watch pornography or become alcoholics or addict to cigarette, even though they claim to be Christian, the son and the daughter tend to have the same problem of addiction, of pornography, or alcoholism. So the curse of sin will be passed on to those who are under, those who have influence spiritually on the followers. As God's servant, you are responsible to help people to walk with God in holiness. You need to be a good example. Not only that, Paul said that we have wronged no one, we have corrupted no one, we have cheated no one. So as a servant of God, we need to make a decision that we will not use the ministry or authority or influence to take advantage of people, to cheat people, borrow money, and then don't return money, or try to make business out of the followers or church members or even those who follow from far away. For example, maybe people listen to your teaching in the YouTube and you use your popularity to get money out of people or try to take advantage of people. You will not wrong anybody, will not cause any damage to the physical body, the soul, the spirit, relationship, future of people. You should be the builder. You should be the exhorter. You should be the blessing. You should be the miracles. And you should be the tunnel or vessel that God can flow His blessing into those who are around you. Holy life. And never take advantage of any person around you. That should be the lifestyle of the servant of God. Live a holy life and never wrong anybody or cheat anybody. And Paul said that you are in our hearts to die together and to live together. You can see that when you serve God and serve His people, you need to serve with love, care, and concern. Those people around you should be in your heart, which means you care for them. You are not serving for position, building your own kingdom, money, or any personal benefit. You serve for the benefit of other people so that they will be successful, grow spiritually, they will be prosperous spiritually, mentally, financially, they will be strong and anointed. Everything is about helping other people to get better, to rise up to another level and to fulfill that destiny. You should have that heart, that kind of loving, caring, sincere heart as a servant of God. To die together and to live together. Wow. Paul talked about commitment. When God put a ministry under you and people around you that you minister to, you need to be a committed person. You commit to them. You say, I die together with you. I live together with you. Commitment is so important. You're not the type of servant who just run away when you find another benefit, bigger salary somewhere. If God called you to be there, you are there and commit. You are not controlled by money. You are not controlled by personal benefit, position. You are led by the Spirit of God to minister to the group of people that God calls you to take care of. Amen? So I hope that this ministry advice will remind you to walk the way God wants you to walk, and you shall be a great minister in this generation that God smile at you, and you shall have a lot of rewards in heaven. Thank you so much. May the Holy Spirit strengthen you, purify you, sanctify you, and make you a holy servant of God in the end time. I will see you in the next ministry advice session. God bless you indeed.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. Oh,